Will you turn in your Bibles with me this morning? Usually, Pastor Eric asks you where it's found, John, but I'm going to tell you it's the fourth chapter in the New Testament. So I'm going to kind of make it easy on you this morning. Find that, chapter 20 of John, and put your finger in it and stand. And we'll have the Bible pledge. Raise your Bible above your head. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen. It's written on your screen, but I'm going to read out of my Bible. I don't read over my shoulder very good, and it may be a little different version. Beginning at the 24th verse of chapter 20 of John, one of the disciples, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, was not with the others when Jesus came. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands. Put my fingers in them and place my hand in the wounds in his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and look at my hand. Put your hand in my wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." "My Lord, my God," Thomas exclaimed. Then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God.
I remember thinking, what now? This man came walking around and he asked each of us to follow him. And, you know, we just picked up our things and followed him. He asked us to leave our families and our homes, our jobs. What now? Oh, sorry. My name is Thomas, and the man I'm talking about is Jesus of Nazareth. I was one of many followers, but I was also one of the 12 who people called us, and Jesus called us disciples. You know, I've been thinking here lately and trying to remember the times that we were together and the teachings that Jesus taught and the things that Jesus did, and anything I remember, I've been writing it down because, you know, my memory is going with age, and I just don't want to lose all the precious memories that we had. And it's amazing when you remember things like this. It's like you were there. You ever experienced that? And, you know, the highs are just as intense and high as they were in real life, but also the lows are just as painful. It's interesting, one time we'd gone across the Sea of Galilee, and we just got out of the boat, and these two people that were had demons in them came running up to Jesus, and they says, "What will you have us do, Lord, Son of God?" And of course, all of us kind of looked at each other like, what in the world are these two talking about? "Please just send us over to those swine," they said. And of course, this is the first time the disciples had experienced anything like this. And the amazing thing was, Jesus said one word. He looked at him, and he said, "Go." And those demons came out of those two men, and they went into those herd of swine, and those swine came running down the hill, and they jumped in the lake. And I guess they drowned. Of course, you know, being a Jew, that wasn't any great loss.